Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. There is chivalry from across the oceans. Where is the chivalry of the Egyptian army? Translated. At a time when the massacres against the people of Gaza intensified and the ground burned beneath the feet of the oppressed, the American media headlined the story of a young Muslim man from Egypt called Mohammed Sabri Suleiman, who was accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at a demonstration in support of the Jewish entity in America, chanting, quote, freedom for Palestine, unquote. While the media and outlets discuss this event, the essence of this event cannot be ignored. A young Muslim man moved from across the ocean, driven by the pain of his heart and the pain of his ummah, to express his rejection of the international silence and the Arab failure to address the unfolding situation in Gaza. This event is not merely an individual act. It is a cry of chivalry, exposing the state of an ummah that has found no one among its armies and rulers to act to support the oppressed. What this young man did represents the free rage from the heart of a Muslim man whose creed and dignity refuse to allow him to see his people being annihilated while he stands by silently. Meanwhile, the positions of the Arab regimes led by the Egyptian regime are exposed. They continue to fail, participating in the siege of Gaza by closing the crossings and preventing supplies and even pumping gas to the Jews and coordinating with them on security and political matters. The betrayal has transcended the political aspect to include religious and media mobilization, as the government scholars have been mobilized to justify the silence and distort people's awareness in an attempt to transform the conflict into a quote-unquote humanitarian issue unrelated to liberation and jihad. Here the fundamental question arises, where is the Egyptian army? Where are those who sing about the glories of October and boast about their history of heroism? Is there not a sensible man among them who can see the children and women of Gaza being slaughtered and its sacred sites bombed? Do they not see the daily crimes committed by criminal Jews? Or are they desensitized by the political orders and become guardians of the colonial borders rather than protectors of the ummah? The Egyptian regime is a guardian of Jewish security, withholding aid from the people of Gaza, closing the crossings to them, waging a media and political war to distort those who defend them and accusing the resistant fighters of terrorism. Even the scholars who are supposed to be the heirs of the prophets were lost between fear and greed. Some remained silent while others sided with the ruler, justifying their humiliation with realism anesthetizing the ummah with the pretext of quote-unquote jurisprudence of interest and quote-unquote wisdom, forgetting that jihad is an obligation and that speaking the truth to the oppressor is a duty that cannot be postponed. O people of Egypt, Kinana, O sons of Salahuddin and Qutus, is it not time for you to reject this reality? Is it not time for you to say enough to a regime that betrays the blessed land of Palestine in your name? Isn't it shameful that history records that Egypt was on the borders of Gaza and did not move to its Nusra support? What Muhammad Sabri Suleiman did shows that there are still those within the ummah whose feelings are alive. However, the real danger lies in the fact that the ummah's chivalry remains confined to individuals, while the ummah and its armies remain silent. Their will is paralyzed. This is what prolongs the occupation and perpetuates the humiliation of the ummah. Officers and soldiers in the Kinana army, you are the real decision makers. The crossings are in your hands. The borders are beneath your feet and the cries of Gaza reaches you. What excuse do you have for remaining silent? Don't be deceived by political orders and don't be fooled by media rhetoric. You are accountable to Allah, not to your leaders. Aren't you afraid that you will be questioned on the Day of Judgment about the blood of children, about the siege of mothers, about the mosques being bombed while you were nearby? We do not call for chaos or blind rebellion. Rather, we call you to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you, to be supporters of his deen, to stand with your ummah, not against it, to use your weapons to aid the oppressed, not to protect traitors, and to act as the Ansar acted with the Prophet alayhi salam when they said to him, if you were to make us cross the sea, we would cross it with you. The Khilafa Rashida rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood is the radical solution. It will unify the energies of the Ummah, direct its chivalry towards the liberation project, break the power of occupation, end collision with the Ummah's enemies, and lead it back to being the best nation built for mankind. O Allah, there are sincere men in the army of Kinana, so move their hearts, liberate their will, grant them the honor of victory, and align them with those who are not harmed by the betrayal of the betrayers.
وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان.
And what is with you? You do not fight in the cause of Allah and for oppressed men, women and children. Surah An-Nisa, verse 75. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.